American Language Course, Tape 2309A. Listen carefully to the following dialogue.
How do you feel today? I think I'll live. Seriously, I feel pretty bad. You don't show it much. Your color's about normal. How is the appetite? I'm eating all right, but can't gain much strength. Feel a bit weak when you walk around, I guess. Suppose that's because I'm having some fever. Can't the doctor get the fever down? He wants to run a lot of tests before he starts giving me medicine. I know about the tests in a hospital, and I'm learning fast. Yesterday, they x-rayed my chest, took 8 or 10 pictures. Want to know if I have any spots on my lungs, I suppose. They turned me on my back, on my stomach, on my right side, on my left side, every way except upside down.
Just wait until they do a stomach test. I was coming to that.
I've already had the stomach test. A laxative last night, no breakfast this morning, waiting and waiting for the radiologist, finally having to drink a huge glass of stuff that tasted and looked like chalk.
Have they found anything wrong yet?
You know how that is. You can't get information out of anyone. They keep everything a secret as long as possible around here. Keep saying the same thing. Don't worry. We'll have you on your feet again soon. Oh, no. Here comes the doctor again.
I'd better go. He wouldn't want a visitor around.
No. Don't leave. I want you to see what happens. He'll put on a stethoscope and listen to my heart and lungs. Then, he will shine a light in my eyes to check my circulation, examine my nose and ears. He may put a thermometer in my mouth and take my temperature.
Have they finished all the tests?
I don't think so. May have to do an electrocardiogram. They want to be sure the heartbeat is okay. You'd think they were going to operate.
You were talking about the doctor's routine visit when I interrupted you.
Yes. The next thing is the blood pressure check. He straps a band around my arm and pumps air into an instrument. It has a gauge on it which he reads.
Do you know how to read it?
No, I don't. The band feels so tight that I forget to look at the gauge. Finally, he holds my wrist with a finger or two over a vein and checks the pulse.
Have you found out when you will be dismissed?
Same old answer. In a few days.
Listen again to a part of the dialogue.
How do you feel today?
I feel pretty bad.
You don't show it much. Your color's about normal. How is the appetite?
I'm eating all right, but can't gain much strength.
Listen and answer my questions. Repeat what the other man says. How does the patient feel?
Pretty bad. He feels pretty bad.
How is the patient's color?
About normal. His color's about normal.
How is his appetite?
All right. He is eating all right.
Listen again and be prepared to answer the questions.
Feel a bit weak when you walk around, I guess.
Suppose that's because I'm having some fever.
Can't the doctor get the fever down?
He wants to run a lot of tests before he starts giving me medicine.
Just wait until they do a stomach test.
I was coming to that. I've already had the stomach test. A laxative last night, no breakfast this morning. Waiting and waiting for the radiologist. Finally having to drink a huge glass of stuff that tasted and looked like chalk.
Listen and answer my questions. Repeat what the other man says. Does the patient have fever?
Yes, he does. The patient has fever.
Can the doctor get the fever down?
Yes, he can. The doctor can get the fever down.
Has the patient had a stomach test?
Yes, he has. The patient has had a stomach test.
Listen again to a part of the dialogue.
I'd better go. He wouldn't want a visitor around.
No, don't leave. I want you to see what happens. He'll put on a stethoscope and listen to my heart and lungs. Then he will shine a light in my eyes to check my circulation, examine my nose and ears. He may put a thermometer in my mouth and take my temperature.
You were talking about the doctor's routine visit when I interrupted you.
Yes. The next thing is the blood pressure check. He straps a band around my arm and pumps air into an instrument. It has a gauge on it, which he reads.
Listen and answer my questions. Repeat what the other man says. Does the doctor check the circulation?
Yes, he does. The doctor shines a light in the patient's eyes to check the circulation.
What is a thermometer used for?
To check a patient's temperature. A thermometer is used to check a patient's temperature.
Can the doctor check the blood pressure?
Yes, he can. The doctor can check the blood pressure.
This is the end of tape 2309A.